Of the hundreds of thousands of Philadelphians voting tomorrow, not all will be doing so in English. WHYY's Kyrie Greenberg looks at what it takes to help everyone cast a ballot.
Everyone talks politics, but some voters need more help than others at the polls. Maria Sotomayor, outreach coordinator for the Pennsylvania Immigrant and Citizen Coalition, says most voters who need foreign language assistance are elderly.
A lot of people come from countries where going to vote, it's a whole different process than here in America. Sometimes in our countries, we might have to just fill out a paper ballot. Here, you just have to use a computer. And if there's somebody at the polls who speaks their language, they're going to feel more comfortable.
Will Gonzalez, executive director of SABA, a Latino umbrella group, and president of the Pennsylvania Hispanic Bar Association, wants to improve upon what he saw during the May primaries.
They did a pretty decent job, the city commissioners. We saw, however, that as we moved out to areas where Latinos were concentrated, that poll workers were not as well versed in the requirement of equal access, that in the absence of an interpreter, they can use a city-provided telephone and use language line to call an interpreter on the spot.
305 of Philadelphia's 322 interpreters speak Spanish. 10 speak Asian languages, 4 speak Russian, and 2 speak Italian. So an interpreter hotline is how most non-Spanish speaking voters can get help. Asian Americans United filed a complaint to the city for not having enough interpreters in Asian communities during the primary. Nancy Huynh, president of Boat People SOS Delaware Valley, says the solution doesn't have to be expensive.
I mean, something as simple as making sure that all the language signs are up. When we have been at the polls in the past, we haven't seen them up. And they're saying that every single polling site has them.
Voters who don't read English can point to the sign in their language, but only if Philly's 1,700 judges of elections post them. Wynn suggests voters bring a friend or family member to the polls. Almost anyone, other than your boss or union leader, can be deputized as an interpreter. The voter and elections judge just both need to sign off. The city also holds trainings for interpreters to be certified and paid on election day. High school junior Elaine Wong will spend election day volunteering as a Cantonese and Mandarin interpreter at polls in South Philly.
The first time my dad asked me to help people, I very nervous. I don't know what to do. And then he said, it will be okay, very easy, because I know Chinese, so I can translate for them, so not bad.
She has only been in the States a couple of years and isn't a citizen, but still likes to be part of the process.
I like to help people. After you help people, you feel in yourself in different way. You feel you can change the world.
I'm Kyrie Greenberg for WHYY News.